Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
The 1911 is one of the most iconic firearms in history. Designed by John Browning, the 1911 was the standard-issue sidearm of the U.S. military from 1911 to 1985. While Colt produced the original, almost every major firearm company has produced its own version. It's wildly revered for its reliability, crisp trigger, and is still a favorite for all types of shooters. Whether you're looking to buy or build a 1911 and just about everything for guns, log on to MidwayUSA.com.
Do you have a solution to one of your backpacking problems? Are you a budding entrepreneur? Then it's time to share your ideas with the world. Simply submit your idea with a CAD drawing, sign over any patents you have, and we'll produce them for you. Your portion of the profits will be paid in Snickers energy bars. The submission for this is at BackpackingAndBlisters.com.
What's going on, everybody? This is Derek, and with me today is the only man who's ever stolen a beehive, smoked the bees out, and used that hive as a pillow in the tent, Carl Mandrioli. How's it going? Selfish to steal a home, but here he is anyway.
That's who I am. Thank you, Derek. With me today is Derek Somerville. He's a man who thought that rich people own Bose music machines while poor people own Sony until he realized they were both just stereotypes.
Yikes. That's adequately amusing.
Adequately, like yeah.
Maybe like a C plus.
C plus. There we go.
C plus. Those D's, yeah.
Derek, welcome to YouTube, my friend. This is our first show together on YouTube.
How are we? We look good. We feel good. We sound good.
We got like five people watching. Thank you. Thank you for watching. And hopefully more as it comes. But yeah, so we're on obviously audio, and then now we're on video as well. So we'll see how this goes.
Might be overkill, but here we are.
It's not overkill. YouTube is trying to take over the podcast world. They're actually devoting quite a lot of money to doing that. We'll see if that actually happens. But yeah. Anyways, so we've got like an entrepreneur slash Shark Tanky episode today where we pulled on like a real entrepreneur who's really getting one of his products off the ground and going, trying to solve one of your backpacking problems. And of course, we have our own ideas we're going to share as well. Are you excited? Yes.
I love that he's his name is, it reminds me of my name because I have to correct people all the time with my name. So he's French, Canadian, American. He doesn't know. He's going to hide accents. It's great. He's a man of his own. Okay. And I like that. Yeah, I'm excited.
His name is Brees, but you like his name reminds you of your name?
But it looks like Bryce, as we all would think. It's B-R-I-C-E. Okay. But my name, Somerville, is S-O-M-M instead of S-U-M-M.
Yeah.
Everywhere you go.
Yeah.
It's a constant battle.
So. You live a tough life. Let's be honest.
We're already brothers, me and this guy. We're already brothers.
Okay. You know? So our Bible verse of the episode is Ecclesiastes 1:9. The famous line from Ecclesiastes, there is nothing new under the sun. Nothing new. Ooh. So does this suggest that the inventions and development plans that we have are in vain?
Like they've already been thought of? Is that what we're getting at? Maybe.
I'm letting you interpret.
I don't. That's a good question. I mean, I feel like some of your jokes are in vain. That's for sure. But I don't know about inventions. I think people come up with some. How many times has somebody come up with an invention and you're like, why didn't I just think of that? That's so simple. A lot of times you're like, it's so simple. But you know, maybe the buff is maybe it's out there on its own. You know, maybe nobody thought of that until.
No, people did think of that. They just cut their shoesies off and put it on their heads. They thought of that. They just didn't think to sell it for $100.
$20. Right. $100 now. Wow. They're going up. Inflation.
That's right. Okay. That's right. Actually, I haven't checked the buff price since like inflation really took hold. It's got to be at least, you know, 10 30? Bucks more, right? No, it was already bucks? 30.
It's already, I thought it was 20.
We'll look and we'll circle back later on this episode. We'll see.
If it's over 30, that's absurd. I might jump on your boat.
Okay. Let's get to it. So we have Brees from Vaucluse Gear on. He's our entrepreneur for the episode. So he's going to share a little bit about his product and kind of the problem he's trying to solve for everybody out there. And then he's going to react to our products. And we'll see if we've got an idea that's kind of sparked some interest for him.
Yeah.
You ready for this?
Let's do it.
All right, here we go. All right. Welcome, Brees from Vaucluse Gear. How's it going, sir?
It's going very well. Thank you so much for having me on. Appreciate it.
Oh, man. It's our pleasure for sure. So, yeah, tell us about yourself. So, where are you from? What's your backpacking story?
So, my backpack story is for about 20 years, I hung up my backpack because for the problem that I'm solving now is I did not like to sweat. When I was about 18, I did the El Camino out in Spain for about a month.
Yeah.
And massive, I think I had about a 65 liter and just drenched. And then, well, actually, the following year, I did a backpacking experience out in Italy. I'm half French. Mm. That's the whole reason of the name. And my name is Brees. You can tell by my accent that I'm French. But I like to hide it.
Wait. We got to dive into this for a minute here.
You want to hide that you're French?
No, it's my poor joke. It's saying I have a French accent when I absolutely do not. I've lived most.
Okay, so it has nothing to do with like the whole like French hate Americans, Americans hate French thing. Is that
Americans don't hate French? What are you talking about?
Oh, we don't hate French. They hate us. Is that is that true, Brees?
Not to my recollection.
You can say yes. It's fine.
I don't think so. I think, to be honest, I mean, not to get too historical here, but France is the oldest ally to the United States. And still,
true. Correct.
And still correct. To this day, you have, obviously, I forget what they are, but France still has certain privileges above all other countries because of what they did in the American Revolution.
Hmm. Okay, that I did not know. Like, are we talking like all you can eat French fries? Or
we're getting deep. All you can eat French. Yeah. That's huge. Croissants, girl. Croissants.
Crepes.
Croissant. Sorry.
Croissant. But also, the French can come over and eat as many hot dogs as they want. Hamburgers.
Okay. Quick question about your name, Brees. I know it looks like Bryce. My name is Somerville, but it's like with an O instead of a U. So I probably like 8 times a day I'm having to correct people. How often do you have to have this, you know, correction issue with your name? Is it like everywhere you go all day, every day?
Yeah. At a young age, I just took a stand. And every time, you know.
Took a stand?
I took a stand, you know, back when it was not everybody was doing it. I was one of the originals. You know, when you start school, like in kindergarten, first grade, and there's a roll call, you know, they would always say Bryce, but I said, no, it's Brees. So I just stuck with the French pronunciation because the I in the French language is pronounced an E.
E. Right. So,
right.
Good for you.
Okay, let's do it. Can we simulate this real quick? So you're at a restaurant and I'm the guy that's kind of give you your food and I say, order up for Bryce. What would you say?
Well, to be honest, I don't even use that name anymore. I just use the name Ned.
Oh, you know what? It's funny you said that because I'm glad he said this because awesome. Every time I call on the phone for like a phone order, they'll be like, what's your name? I'll be like, Derek. And they'll be like, Gary, Eric, Derek. And I'm like, JJ, just call me JJ. And so now I just call JJ.
A great one.
You know, I'm just over it.
You just pick a name that they really can't mess up. And for me, it's N-E-D, Ned. And they might say Ed, but.
Ned, I love that, man. That is awesome. Okay, so you've been backpacking, you've done some international backpacking, El Camino, but right now you live in Arizona, correct?
Correct. So the only reason I say because this is my true backpack story, is after those two long 1 month hikes, I said I loved it. I thought it was fantastic, but I said I'm done with it. I just can't sweat. I'm not a large guy. I only weigh probably about 180. Mm. It fluctuates about 10 pounds depending on how close I am to Christmas. But nonetheless, right. I sweat. And so, and I do not like to sweat. And even when I was wearing a suit for my job and I would have to travel, I would have to take the public transportation, I just sweat and I just don't like sweating. And so eventually, and that's what Vaucluse is, it's trying to solve the problem of back sweat.
Mm. I was just going to ask you, like, what's the problem you're trying to solve? And that's clearly it.
That's the problem. So trying to solve the problem of back sweat. And so the motivation is that you personally don't like sweat anywhere. And so, okay. So yeah, tell us about your product. So how does it work? How do you solve the problem of back sweat?
So I take an unconventional, unorthodox approach. You know, you're supposed to have the backpack completely on your back for center of gravity, keeping it, you know, it's supposed to be right on your back, but if it's right on your back, you know, you have this massive thing covering a large portion of your body. And obviously after 30 minutes, an hour, maybe even 10 minutes, your core temperature starts increasing. And when your core temperature starts increasing, it starts producing sweat. It's the body's right. way of trying to cool yourself down. And if you have a massive backpack on you, you're not really allowing your core temperature to do, or your body to do what it wants to do, because you have this massive thing on your back. And obviously when you take it off, your back is soaked. And then eventually we can talk about like the risks of like hypothermia. It doesn't just happen in very, very cold weather, but it's a huge risk. So I thought, well, why don't we just move the backpack just maybe like half an inch, a quarter of an inch off your back.
Why not?
In a way that it flexes. So it's not a metal frame. It's not mesh, because there are other products out there that use metal frames and use mesh and stuff like that. But mesh absorbs, and aluminum bars kind of like can be quite painful, and they're actually quite heavy. So I tried to figure out, well, is there a better way to do it without mesh, without aluminum, that doesn't weigh a lot, that flexes to your back, and then, you know, while your body is heating up, the sweat and the heat can just evaporate.
For those of us that are, for those that are watching on YouTube, do you have it handy where we can actually physically see what you're talking about here?
So yeah, so I've got the black version. This is actually this is V2 and this is V1, and so V1 is trying to figure out something that works. So it really is just the dual frame.
If people
just attaches onto a backpack, not to make too much noise. Here's a backpack with it on. It's kind of hard to see because this one's black. But
and this is on your YouTube channel too. Like, I watched how you're throwing it over the shoulder straps and it just slides right on, pretty easy.
The loops just hook around the straps. It literally takes a few seconds. There's some Velcro. You know, this isn't rocket science. This is just trying to solve a problem.
That might be too hard for Carl. You might want to show him again. I don't know if he's got that. Just you're gonna loop it around the okay.
I want to describe what it looks like, though. So it looks to me like a flexible...
It's like a honeycomb.
Honeycomb exoskeleton.
Slash waffle.
It's very thin, that, like you said, provides a little bit of space between your back and the backpack, and it's flexing. So it looks like it would kind of go with whatever frame backpack you have. It would kind of contort to that. Is that correct?
That is correct. I always tell people it's like a pair of jeans. You probably want to wear it two or three times before you take it out for several hours, because... It's made out of, it's called TPU, which is like a thermoplastic something. It sounds like, oh, I'm not going to wear plastic on my back. But a lot of backpacking equipment is made out of TPU because it withstands the elements, both the hot and the cold and the sun, etc. So it's going to last a long time, but it's also flexible. It's very soft. And this weighs about 6 ounces.
Okay.
Brees, would you ever consider, I know Carl asked me this before the show, would you ever consider renaming it to like waffle sweat or honeycomb sweat? No. Okay. I didn't think so.
Why did you ask that? What kind of question is that?
I'm nodding, but it was an actual, yeah, I don't know why I did it. Sure. Any licensing deals, if you
want. We'll call it waffle sweat. I mean, people, what is that? You know?
So you're saying you would license it out, and you don't really care if people renamed it, because, you know, as long as you're getting your product out there, it's fine. But I mean, that's what this episode's about, is we're going to share some other products as well, that if anybody wants to, whether it's, you know, licensing Vaucluse gear, or whether it's licensing some of our amazingly genius product ideas, they're available. It's available. Yeah.
And they are all genius ideas.
Well, you haven't heard of it yet, so you may change your mind.
Well, if you guys brought me on, I mean, hopefully I'm raising the bar a little bit.
I think we'll count yours as like the gold standard, and we got to try to come up with ideas that might compete with that.
Yikes. But good luck.
So you mentioned that it was 6 ounces. Was that for version two, version one?
So version one is about 6 ounces, which is about two pairs of socks. This next version, which I got some great feedback. I didn't know everybody's back. I assumed there's some variation, but there was a lot of variation out there with people's backs.
Oh, yeah.
Some people said...
Yeah, Carl's got a big boy back, so...
So most people say it's comfortable. Some people said, you know, there's some pain. You know, everybody, it's just like backpacks. Some people like Osprey. Some people like Deuter. Some people like... Some people just don't even mind, like, the Amazon cheek bags. And so this version two is the feedback... Mm. Where there's a lot less of the frame on the spine itself. I never had any problems, but there were a few people. And in the end, this design shaved off about 2 ounces or 2.5 ounces. So in the end, what I'm finding is that a large portion of your backpack's weight is the frame. And so ideally what I would like to kind of like present this as is like, you don't really need that intricate frame and all of that mesh and all that stuff on it, because in the end, it's just making you hotter. It's making you sweat more. And it's like having a pillow on your back, but I mean, at the end of the day, you're probably wearing, you know, probably you're not going to need it. So if you just throw out the frame that probably weighs 15 to 25 ounces, just have this, which is 4 ounces. Shout out to all the Hyperlite packers out there. This is probably going to do an even better job for you, and you're going to have a much lighter backpack. So it's a win-win for everybody.
If I'm understanding you correctly, then what you're suggesting is for those of you that want to, you know, basically reduce, like significantly reduce pack weight, you could supplant existing backpack frames with that, with version 2.
Yeah. So, and a lot of back frames act as a like a seat cushion.
Mm-hmm.
Throw it out. This thing makes a great pillow.
Pillow.
Just wrap a shirt around it. There you go. You want to sit on it? I've tested it. I'm sitting on it right now, and it's not breaking. It's a 180.
Carl's about 250. Can handle 250, Carl? Is it? All right. Well, we'll find out.
So, and it looks like there's some flex to it. So, if you actually did sit on it, it looks like it would be comfortable. Like it'd be like a little cushion.
Exactly. There are certain points where it is rigid or it is firm, but most of it is soft. It's not going to be uncomfortable whether you sit on it or you have it as a pillow or you wear it as your backpack frame if anybody else out there has another idea for it, because backpackers, we're always looking for like, well, how can I use it two or three ways that justify me taking it out there? So I'm happy to for different ideas.
Okay.
I wonder if you could use it like as a buff, Carl. You like somehow wrap it.
If you could expand it and maybe. That'd be more like a neck cage.
Me get my pen and paper. Okay, guys, let's just have a brainstorming.
I'm in.
1 minute. Let's go. How many different ways can we use this?
A splint? A tourniquet?
A splint.
Maybe? Huh? Flexible tourniquet? I don't know how effective that would be, but that's an idea.
This is actually up Derek's alley. You might have some good things here. He's literally writing them down as you're saying these
Carl
things.
Could use this as floss or what else? You could, you know what? I'm going to say this out loud. Carl could probably figure out a way to use this as a seated toilet to go number two, because you can poop right through the poop chute.
There we go.
The waffle chute. Yes. The waffle chute. Boom. You're welcome.
So
you're welcome.
Ridiculous.
Okay. We're here all day. You know, just spitball.
You can't.
It sounds
talent.
Funny, but actually, like that could legitimately work. If you, I mean, you wouldn't want to put that on your back afterwards, but you could set it up between two logs or something or two rocks.
I mean, if you bring enough Germy gel and wipes, you could probably pull it off. You know what I mean?
Oh my gosh!
How accurate are you, Carl? How accurate are you? You know,
I can't trump that.
That V2, that black V2's got some pretty big holes there. You could probably figure it out.
Yeah. Brees, I do not recommend that you try to market it the way Derek is suggesting.
Look.
But it is pretty funny. Not a bad idea.
More people it reaches. That's all I'm saying.
You've already thought of some excellent ideas with this. And it looks like it started as kind of like a solution for back sweat. But it looks like, if you really scale this up, this could be something that supplants frames like kind of built into backpacks themselves. So I don't know if you plan to have your own backpacking company or if you plan to license this out to existing like ultralight companies, but if it can hold the weight, you know, up to 20, 25 pounds for ultralighters.
Could he turn this into like a flexible type of chair with some type of leg? If you had like a 6 ounce chair, like a chair, like maybe even double that weight, a chair that'd be awesome. And it's flexible.
I'm trying to scale this up and you're just like,
ooh.
Let me give you more for your list, Brees. Is that what you're
I'm sure he hates more ideas. I'm sure he hates it.
Yeah.
No, I'm gonna pivot. I had a few more. No, wait. They're all excellent ideas. I did write them down.
Thank you, Brees. Thank you.
To the point, right now, it's a frame by itself that can be attached on any backpack. That's how we're starting. I mean, you made the point. We are just starting.
No,
out.
No, for sure. I know that's what it is now. I'm just curious if he had like aspirations of making of scaling to that point.
Okay. He's an inventor, Carl. He's an inventor. Of course he has aspirations. What kind of a question is that?
I mean, come on.
So basic.
No, but I mean, the great thing about the hiking community is there's a lot of great feedback, and obviously people have asked like, well, why don't you extend it to the shoulder straps? Because I sweat in the shoulder. So eventually, right now I'm just trying to deal with the back.
But you're here, man. You made it. And yeah. And you're actually our expert for this episode. So you, your product is out of the market. It's accessible. We're going to talk about it later on where people can, check it out and where they can purchase it. But this is a Shark Tank episode. So I think we've established Breece as the expert, at least in the, the manufacturing, the entrepreneurship realm. So we got a few ideas run by you, and now it's your turn to kind of judge us and give us the feedback. So Derek, you want to go first, or what you got?
For ideas? Let's see.
You sound surprised. I literally just introduced exactly what we're doing, and you're like, what are we doing?
Let's just start. I'm going to jump in the middle of the list here. What about a shirt sleeve recycling program? Is there a way to like recycle shirt sleeves? I know Carl's a big Buff fan.
Did you just
fan,
take though, my so. Idea? Did I accidentally send you my ideas and now you're just
you
stealing
sent me
it?
All your... No, these are everybody's ideas.
No. You need to come up with your own ideas. We've done this before. You just stole my idea.
He's stealing my idea and calling his
own. If you didn't patent it, rule number one, if you haven't patented it or send it to the trademark office,
you know what?
You're screwed.
Yeah, talk to Thomas Edison about that, Carl. Talk to Thomas Edison.
No. I have some evidence because I did some mock-up drawings of what I'm doing here. And so if you can see this.
I think you just did that right now.
Yeah, right. So this is a shirt sleeve recycling program. It's hard for me to talk in the microphone and show this on the screen, but I did a mock-up drawing. So you can see you take the shirt sleeve off and then you go to your outdoor store.
I see a third grade drawing of some sandwich. Is that a sandwich? What is that?
And then you throw it into the recycling bin and then you get, you can pull out a free Buff. They kind of wash it down. You get a free Buff.
That's the worst.
Free versus $40 for the so-called neck gaiter. What do you think about that?
That's all. You can be honest.
Oh,
Breece.
You get it. I get it now. I get it. Okay.
That was what I was going to end with, Derek. I can't believe.
So then you want people to put over their face and their neck is like this used to be on. This used to be on Derek's face or armpit.
Yeah.
And if you can write your name like this used to be, and then maybe you can connect.
You want like a face shield that was Carl's armpit. Perfect. Right. Perfect.
But I like your idea. Yeah, put your name on it so people know like this once was Carl's or this once was Derek's or whatever. And then that way, you kind of, it's kind of like, I'm recycling.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
There's Buff and then you can name this Pit.
The Pit Stop.
With two P's or two T's, you get the Pit.
Okay. That's a coin flip right there.
That's right.
Two P's and two T's. Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'd like to back out of what we're doing right now for a moment here. I think here's what happened is I sent Derek a list of everything that we're going to talk about in this episode, and I think I accidentally sent him my list of ideas, and now he's trying to claim ownership over them. Derek, did you come up with your own ideas for this or no?
I got an idea. Here's an idea. All right. Okay. Let's say you're walking on the trail, and you are so lazy you don't want to reach into your pockets and get the snacks out of the bag. Is there a way to come up with like a clamp on the end of your trekking pole? And as I squeeze it, it's like a lever that causes like a spoon or a fork to come out and reach in and grab my snack and put it right in my mouth. We'll call it snack buddy.
Like, where's it reaching into?
You can angle it so it goes into like any pocket, maybe on the hip belt, maybe like hip belt pocket.
Okay.
Maybe there's like trail mix in there. All right. And you don't want to like fumble with the trekking poles on the trail. And you're like, if I just hit this lever, I get some M&Ms in my mouth. I get some peanuts in my mouth. I get some almonds. It's like, how cool would that be? Less work, more mileage, save the energy. The problem here is Carl tends to drop things on the trail. I'm trying to minimize that litter on the trail. Okay. So is there a way to get more food in your mouth, less on the trail? That's my question.
Okay. So just to clarify, so you plant your trekking pole, you press the button, out shoots a utensil long enough to reach into your hip up pocket, and then it scoops it out, and then you're...
But the utensil is part of this extension. And maybe it's not a spoon.
I think what you're suggesting is a Swiss Army trekking pole. Is that correct?
Oh, that's a good idea too. Maybe it's not like a spoon or a fork. It's just like a little, it like puts it in a little like clamp and then you just drop it in your mouth. Like a little excavator kind of deal. I don't know.
A cork, a clamp with a fork.
I like that. I like that.
A cork.
Okay.
I like that.
All right. So is this a achievable idea, Breece? What do you think?
I like the first idea better than this one.
Oh, it's terrible. It's terrible.
Well, I've got a trekking pole idea too. I think this is where Derek is just kind of playing off mine. So I'm going to show you. I've got a little diagram for this one as well.
Oh my goodness. You actually drew this?
Trekking pole stilts. So you can see these little attachments to your trekking poles.
Those look like, wait. Those look like arm braces for somebody that needs arm braces.
Yeah, that's not what they are.
Is that, are you offending people right now?
I'm not.
Is that what that is? I'm offended.
If I could finish one single thought without interrupting, I'm going to count that as a victory.
I don't want people to write in about this. That's okay. Go ahead. All right,
Derek, you can hit the mute button so I can finish. That'd be great. So
can't do that. I don't know where it is.
What we're going to do is I'm going to try to show this again. So there's little attachments on the trekking poles. Here's the problem that it's solving. You go to a significant stream crossing. You want to use your trekking poles. You don't want to take off your shoes. You don't want to keep your shoes on and get your shoes wet. You just want to go. You just want to cross. So you plant the trekking poles in the stream. You step onto that little ledge on the trekking poles, and then you just put your foot right here, and then you just step across step by step. And there you've kept your feet dry. You save time by not having to take your shoes off and having to like retie your shoelaces and all that stuff. So I'm solving the problem of hiking efficiency. What do you think about that?
Well, I think you're solving the problem with a mindset of like the 1950s or 40s or 30s. What you have to do is you have to have your drone with you, and then you just hook yourself up to your drone, and it just literally lifts you over the water.
Now we're thinking.
You land. So, I mean, it's as we're recording this, it's 2022. Right. So
it's true.
And we can say, drones are quite small. They can't do it. I mean, we're talking, let's raise the bar on drones. I mean, heck, Mount Everest, drone me, baby.
As long as I can pack that drone.
Exactly. It's a packable drone. You can put it, your Leatherman. It's a drone man.
Well, I mean, in that case, like, who needs to even hike then? I mean, I can just have the drone fly me everywhere and I get a better view.
But, see, that's what they said about cars. Like, well, no one's going to want to, like, it's going to end walking. But no, we walk even more. So it's probably going to increase hiking significantly. The world is going to be a better place.
Honestly, like, what you're saying is kind of funny, but we're probably, like, within 5 years of something like that, right? Maybe it's going to start carrying kids. Like, you got to lift your kids across a dangerous area. I don't know. We're close.
Well, yeah, you see these army videos where these guys have these, like, rockets that just, like, shoot massive amounts of air, or I don't know what they're doing.
Brees, can you picture Colin in like a foot rocket going over a stream though? I mean, it's scary though. I mean, his balance alone, I don't know. He can barely walk on his own 2 feet. So to think that it's going to raise you up on stilts.
Well, definitely, I don't think the stilts idea is a good idea, but I think
are they battery operated? How do you extend these stilts? I mean, you get to climb up on a rock and then get on, or like, what do I got to do?
Solar panel.
Yeah. Okay, Brees, I think you're winning. Like, you're improving upon our ideas in such a way that I think that you're the clear entrepreneur here, the clear idea guy.
Well, it's always easier to take somebody's idea and just make it better. It's out of the box thinking.
Well, the difference between your idea and our idea is that you've already developed yours, and our ideas are free. So if you like any of these, you want to pursue any of them, or any fellow adventurers out there want to do that, these are free.
Yeah. should we tell them about the 10 catheter? Has he heard about that?
We already did an episode. This is a different episode, Derek. Stick with me.
I know, but stick with me, buddy. I don't know if he's heard of it. Has he heard of it?
I got one more. Okay. Last one. All right, here's my diagram for this one. Takes a second to...
Oh, yep. It's stop a tent. With the diagrams, please.
It's a tent with a see-through rain fly. So when you have your rain fly on, you're trying to keep trapping the heat or keep out the rain or do a combination of both. You hear sounds outside. You don't know what they are. You don't know if it's a person walking around. If you don't know if it's Derek rifling through your backpack trying to dig out some goodies. You don't know what it is. If you have the see-through rain fly, you can just see right through. You can just look at what's out there. It takes away the creepy sounds. And, you got a little stick figure guy that's there saying hi. So you're solving the problem of not knowing what's around you when your rain flies on.
So if the sun comes up and blinds me in the morning, is that an issue?
Well, you could camp in the shade.
That is an issue. Camp in the shade.
Yeah. Could you have a rain fly window? Kind of like those fridges now have a little window.
They do. Sierra Designs used to make ones with windows. Perhaps some other companies did too.
Like an inside flap.
Maybe? Yeah. So
the problem was you could only see one direction, and they weren't.
No, but it's like a fly. You unzip it, and then you just pop your head out.
Yeah. So you're almost talking like an outer shell.
But
right?
You want the whole thing. You want the whole thing to be see through. Right.
It doesn't solve the problem of changing privately. It doesn't solve that problem.
And somehow block the sun. I don't know how that's going to
work. I didn't say that. I didn't. That I'm not solving that problem. I'm solving the problem of looking outside your tent.
So I'll be up at 4 a.m. and I'll be wide awake.
Not. Let's be honest. You're not. You don't wake up before 9 a.m. on a backpack.
Well, if I have the sun in my face at 4 a.m., yeah, for sure. Absolutely.
Okay, so I'm also solving the problem of Derek's laziness at the same time. So two problems solved.
Is it? Is it?
Okay, and now we're talking.
Wow.
Okay, whew. So those are my ideas. Any other thoughts, Derek? Any wrap-up since you were unable to come with your own?
No, I got an idea. What if you had... there's a lot of times I'm sleeping and I have to listen to Carl's weird sounds he's making. So I don't know if there's like an idea of like where you could have like some type of pillow with like a... I don't know, maybe like a Bluetooth compatible, kind of like it's making like those... You know how you have those little noise machines that with like, you know, ocean waves... Or crickets in the trees because you're in the forest, or when, you know, like a little sound machine within your pillow, but obviously you're gonna lay on it. You don't want to like have some hard thing in there. Is there a way to like figure out how to make this pillow into some kind of like dream machine? Dream machine. Mm. We'll call it the dream machine.
The dream. I think it already exists. I'm not sure, but that's a brilliant idea.
Does it?
And I think it was on Shark Tank.
Well,
really?
I don't know. Great minds.
And just to clarify, so you would be out in the wild where natural cricket sounds are happening and turn on crickets. Is that what you're suggesting?
I want to turn on something closer to my ear. And if that means amplifying that cricket sound to help me knock you out. Yeah, absolutely.
That makes a lot of sense.
Give me a bullfrog for all I care. I don't know.
Okay.
Dream machine.
All right. All right, so we gave you five ideas there, and really we gave the world five ideas. So if you like any of these and you want to make them on your own, I don't know, Derek, what do you want? If somebody actually produces one of these ideas, what would you
want?
Should
we charge for all these ideas? I mean, they're
poor. I'm charging a Snickers energy bar. What are you charging?
A Snickers candy bar is not an energy bar. Yeah, I'll give you like a Kit Kat, maybe a Reese's peanut butter cup. Yeah.
Thank you.
I can pull it off. All right. I could pull it off.
All right, Brees, in all seriousness, though, I mean, you being the real entrepreneurs, for people that have their own ideas that might be more achievable than the ones we just presented, do you have any advice kind of from your own experience in terms of, kind of going after your entrepreneurial dreams and trying to make a dent in the outdoor market?
I have a lot of advice. I guess my top advice is, okay. I mean, if this was easy, everybody would be doing it. So, I mean, look, admit it's going to be just like anything. It's going to be difficult. Like a really good hike is going to be difficult, but, you know, the best hikes, I mean, are going to be really difficult for a long periods of time. So it's the same thing with trying to invent something. It's not going to go out correctly the first time. People, you know, don't expect everyone to be wowed by your product or your idea. It's, you know, it's not supposed to be any different. You know, people aren't supposed to be applauding you the entire time. It takes a lot of, you know, blood, sweat, energy. And but you reap the benefits along the way. So imagine it like a through hike. You're just hiking for the sake of hike. You didn't expect it to be sunny, blue skies, and your feet to be comfortable the entire day.
It's gonna be tough. You got to overcome the obstacles along the way, but that's part of the journey. It's part of the story.
The light bulb to come into play, right? Wasn't it like over 10,000 times, right?
I think you're just making up a number right now.
That's a true number. That's a true number.
It was something significant.
Like, why is it called WD-40, Carl? It took him 40 attempts
to make kerosene.
It's a true number.
I'm worried about you.
So for people that want to see exact, I mean, most of the people that are catching the show are listening. They're on all the audio apps. And so for those that can't see what you've displayed, where can they find you? How can they follow you? What do you, you know, where are you basically?
So the website is vaucluesgear.com. And just like my entire life, I've had people misspell my name and now people are going to be misspelling my website. And so
no, we'll have it in the show description. We'll have it for you. We'll have it in our YouTube and our audio show description.
That is a good point.
All they got to do is click it. Just click it.
Just click it.
So it's
Vaucluse Gear, VAUCLUSE gear.com. And the reason it's named Vaucluse is because part of my family comes from southern France, and there's a region in France that's called the Vaucluse region. It's synonymous with people call it the Provence. Yeah. So a lot of people go there for holiday. 300 days out of the year, it doesn't rain. And so it's very, it's big on agriculture. And so like a lot of French, if you ever go to like Paris or any big French city, we're always eating outside. We live outside because the weather is, you know, relatively good. Here in the south of France, here, it's exceptional. People are always outside. So And if you're, it gets extremely hot. So it's kind of like, I would say it's a, like Southern California weather, but in the summer it gets ridiculously hot. It gets up to the hundreds. So that's kind of, that's my, I guess my ode to that region, which I love so much, but also I sweat so much. And I said, well, I'm going to name it that. Like it. So that's where they can learn more about this.
And side question, is the Vaucluse region, does that contain the city or town of Carcassonne?
Has he heard of Carcassonne? Do you know what Carcassonne is?
No, I do. I do. I'm trying to think of it. It's right next door. I forget which department it is, but it is. It's the famous one with, you just Google it. It still has its medieval wall entirely intact.
Really? Is it Carcassonne or is it Carcassonne?
Carcassonne.
Like, how do you?
Carcassonne. You got to do the French R.
That's going to take some time.
That's a game. It's like a tile game that Derek and I play based on that town or like the medieval town. And Derek and I kind of play it nonstop, to be honest. But
yeah,
we've brought it on backpacking trips. So that's our French connection there. But you're also on at least Instagram, because I follow you on Instagram. So what's your handle for that?
So Instagram is at Vaucluse Gear. I'm also on YouTube, as you mentioned, Vaucluse Gear. And like every week I'm posting. You know, I'm always looking for people. Like when there's a customer, I always say, give me a sweat check, which means tell me how the product worked. And, you know, I give free swag, like the t-shirt that I'm wearing. And, you know, every now and again, they send a picture and they send a description. So I try and include their stories as well as mine.
Okay, we'll have all those links and handles and all that stuff, again, in our show description if you want to check it out. And honestly, Reese does a good job of kind of explaining it and diagramming it for you, like on his YouTube channel as well, if you want to see what that is. Especially if you have a hard time with sweat or annoyed by back sweat or really sweat profusely like Derek does. So that this could be a solution to your problem, right, Derek?
Boom. You know, I think, look, people snore and they do nothing about it. Here's a guy who sweats. He's doing something about it. So, Carl, you have shoulder issues. Do something about it. Like, here's your example right here. Do something.
Do something. Inspiration. Thank you, Derek.
That's really awesome, actually, Brees. That's really good stuff today, so I appreciate it.
Yeah, Brees, thank you so much for coming on the show. And we're going to circle back with you and kind of, see how things are going. And keep us updated, especially if you have any, you know, more versions or different products you're putting out there. We'd love to circle back. But thanks for having a good sense of humor with all the stuff we threw at you too. I appreciate that.
Cheers, guys. Nice. To sweating less.
All right, my friend. So what did you think about that?
I mean, like you said in the episode, I think his brain is just on a different level. I mean, he's just thinking of stuff outside. I'm like, I wish I had some more of that. And it's so good. So it was really interesting because I think he's got such a good idea with that frame. And I think it could be really beneficial for a lot of people, including us. So I liked it. It was great.
Can I ask you a question? Because he's coming on our show, and obviously when you do something creative and you design something and you're putting it out for the world to see, like, you're excited to get a response and you want to like really hear, I mean, really what you want is a positive response, right?
Right.
And he was genuinely asking for different uses for his product because he knows the backpacking world is looking for multi-uses. And so when you suggested that you could use it as a toilet seat, he rolled with it, man. Yeah. It was awesome, and I thought it was sinking hilarious. But I was like, dude, does it cross your mind about the potential offensiveness of that comment? I guess is my question.
maybe initially, yeah, but like once he started rolling with it, I'm like, it really came across like he's very genuine, and he really wants to like make it the best it can be. And he's always, maybe that's the inventor's like kind of mind, the entrepreneur's mind. Like, he's always looking for the angle of making things better or expanding on what he has. And he's always trying to get input. And I think even bad input is input. So if he can,
that wasn't bad input. It was just, it was entertaining, but honestly, like, it legitimately could be used as that. That's what was funny about it.
I had some other ideas, which I'll mention at the end of the episode, but I mean, if he can handle that bad feedback or that negative feedback and roll with it, I mean, he's sky's the limit for that guy. I mean, that's great.
Oh, yeah. He's like, if you could invest in a person, like, he's the kind of guy that you want to invest in, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I like this.
So, okay. Any other reactions or things that came out of,
that was
his product, our products, anything?
I mean, your products with the stilts, I'm a little worried about that. I'm still trying to picture out how would I get them on and how would I get up unless I, like, work for Cirque du Soleil or something like that. So, I don't know. I mean, if they're robotic, if they have like a little like remote expander button, maybe I could get behind that. But what did you think about the drone just flying you around?
Yeah.
Is that?
Yeah, he was like, boom, with the drone idea. And I was like, okay, you're pretty sharp. Because really, I mean, it sounds funny right now, but because, you know, the drones that we use are, like, they're so flimsy, you know, they can barely hold their own battery to get up into the air. But in 5 years, when battery technology is going to take off even more.
Are we just going to see people, in Yosemite, like, floating around the sky, like, hiking, but they're just exploring on their drones now? Is that?
I think that there's going to be new rules that have to go into place to prevent that kind of stuff. Like no floating over the waterfall. What if your battery runs out? No floating, you know, over a cliff or whatever it is, you know. You'll have people that are, you know, basically, you know, river rafting or just kind of throwing their bodies into the river, flying off the waterfall, turn on their drone.
Sounds fun.
Like they'll be doing crazy stuff. Nuts. So that's
Maybe like mandatory parachute attached or something. I don't know.
Right. So here's where the interview did not go so well. So I think I identified this during the interview is that I accidentally sent you my list of things. And so I had like sequentially listed what I wanted to talk about, my ingenious ideas. And then your first idea was simply to tell everybody what my finale idea was. I feel like
I would have made it and presented it better than you. So that's why let's just grab it.
You spoiled it on so many levels as a result, and they didn't have your own ideas. You had to come up with your ideas on the spot.
Mission accomplished.
Yeah. So I was embarrassed for you and for me at the same time.
No need. It rolled, and he said it rolled, and I think it was fine. Let's be honest.
It's not fine. I'm still annoyed and upset about this. You can't tell.
But let's be honest. Like, even if we had all that planning time, or if we came up with it on the spot, are they really going to be that great of ideas? I mean, we're not entrepreneurs. You know what I mean? Like,
definitely not your ideas. I have drawings, man. Look, I got like actual drawings.
Those are horrible.
Instagram. Yeah.
I've seen first graders draw better, but I mean, regardless.
I'm trying my best.
Is that really your best? I didn't know we were doing drawings. I know we're on video now. You did step it up, so I'll give you that. But
you're sitting back. You're the armchair art judger right now, and it's easy to do. But when you don't put yourself out there, man, like your opinion doesn't matter.
You think this is a backdrop? I'm out in the wild right now with my.
For those that are listening, Derek has a backdrop.
You can see a crease right here.
Yeah,
this is my first time. Can you tell? So.
Okay. I think that if you want to check out Vaucluse Geared, and if you, seriously, if back sweat is a significant issue, this could solve your problem. And so you just check it out. We thank again, Reese, for coming on our show. But my friend, it's time for trivia.
Let's do it.
For trivia, and let's get to it right after this.
Giddy up.
Whether you're just looking to stay warm during a hunt or need maximum concealment, the clothing you wear can make or break a hunt. At MidwayUSA.com, we understand hunting clothing has come a long way with more meticulously crafted camo patterns, advanced scent control technologies, and weatherproof options to withstand the elements. Hunters have to wait until their favorite season, but shouldn't wait on gear, which is why MidwayUSA offers super fast shipping. When you're ready for your next system, log on to MidwayUSA.com. MidwayUSA brand product designers have one straightforward goal. Develop high-quality, technically sound products and deliver them to customers at reasonable prices. If you are immersed in the shooting sports industry and pay close attention to every single detail, you know our products are built right and stand up to everyday use. Who has shooting mats and range bag systems to hunting clothing and just about everything for the outdoors? Log on and shop 24/7 with super fast shipping, MidwayUSA.com. Knives, machetes, saws, and shears, multi-tools, shovels, swords, axes, spears, hatchets, and tomahawks. If it cuts, snips, slices, or chops, Midway USA has it. Find great gift ideas in our huge selection of pocket knives and other everyday carry folding knives. Make a statement or create a family legacy with one of our top-of-the-line hunting knives. We've got a great selection of manual and electric sharpeners, too. For just about everything for the outdoors, check out MidwayUSA.com.
All right, my friends, I got invention trivia. So this could involve inventors, and it could involve the inventions themselves, anything. All right. Okay. This first one, I'm actually a little nervous about because I don't have multiple choice for you.
Wright Brothers, airplane.
Yeah. Along the same vein, actually. Okay. So you're close with this one. But I asked you, what was it? It was like a few weeks ago about, you know, the division of the church, and you couldn't pull out Martin Luther, so this makes me think you're not going to pull this one out.
Division of the church. Right. Yeah, why wasn't that off the top of my head? Okay, my bad.
Go ahead. I think, I'm not division. Saying everybody would know that, but I think a lot of people would know that. So
I think a lot of people think that, I think you think a lot of people like the jokes that you tell, but I don't know if it's accurate.
Probably. Okay. All right. Number one, here we go. Who invented the telephone?
Was it Alexander Graham Bell?
Yes. Okay. Good job. I didn't think you'd know that one. I was a little nervous.
Wow. That was like an easy one. All right.
All right. So Vaucluse gear, we talked about this during the interview, looks like kind of like some sort of like an exoskeleton.
Yes. Yes.
Can you name two animals that have an exoskeleton?
Yes. I believe a cockroach.
Okay.
And I believe, let's say like a beetle. We'll go with a beetle.
Okay.
A beetle.
Actually, no, I was thinking of just crustaceans. I was thinking of like lobsters and crabs.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, but those are my answers. You can't take those.
I don't want those.
I actually don't have to look that one up. So I'm going to say maybe.
We'll say correct. Correct. For unpreparedness.
We'll circle back for unpreparedness. I'm doing the trivia because you forgot to prepare. You are so ridiculous.
Why don't you write this out on like a chart or something? You know, like where's
my goodness.
It's terrible.
I'm doing trivia on the spot, off the top of my head, and you're accusing me of lack of preparedness because you didn't prepare.
Lies.
The irony. Okay.
When you get the email episode details like 12 hours before it, and you have to sleep still, it's challenging. So
I'm gonna let everybody just think about what Derek just said with that and understand that he lives a very different life than most of us.
Oh man, I've been doing fifth grade homework all day.
Okay, maybe have your kid do their own homework. Maybe don't do their homework for them. Just a thought.
Oh, I wish I could. It's not that easy.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, last question, the finale question. All right,
here we go.
Which of these is an invention from the past 2 years? I'm going to give you multiple choice.
This is gonna be okay. Tough.
Is it A, the foldable smartphone, meaning that the screen itself can fold?
Mm-hmm. I've seen those.
Okay.
Seems, yep.
Is it B, the 4K webcam? So 4K cameras have been around for a long time, but the 4K webcam specifically for things like we're doing now. Okay. Or is it C, the lawnmower?
The lawnmower. Yeah. 2 years, and then in the last 2 years?
Yeah, last years.
So is C like a joke answer? Is that?
I don't know. You got to figure it out.
That might be the real answer.
It could be the real answer.
Unless the lawnmower is some kind of like code for something new and schnazzy that I don't know, I'm going to say it's not that.
Okay. Brave. Very brave.
I'm going to go with the, I've seen the foldable phones, but I feel like they were invented in like Asian, China, Japan area, like way before. Because okay. Since they're so far ahead of us with that, I don't know. Let's go with the 4K camera.
4K camera is incorrect. 4K cameras have been around forever, man. I don't know. It's like
selfie
a decade
cam?
Old. Decade.
Okay, then it's the phone. It's the phone.
Yeah, it's the phone. So you got, what did you get? You got 1.5 correct. So we got to confirm about the
two. Two out of three. Two out of three.
We'll circle back on that. We'll circle back.
You circle all the way.
You know what? I don't care that this is on video and I'm gonna cut
this
down.
Are you Googling?
I'm gonna Google it to see if it's correct.
Oh, this is
good. I'll just do one of them. Is the cockroach? I should say, does the cockroach?
Does, there you go. Good grammar. Does the beetle
have an exoskeleton? If it's yes, you get it right. It does. So correct. You passed trivia, my friend. Correct.
Wow.
I looked it up. I confirmed. Well done.
And look at that. A beetle does as well.
Does it? Okay, you looked it up too. All right.
Yeah.
Well done, my friend. Okay, so I just kind of wrap things up here. I've got a couple tidbits.
Tidbit.
And yeah, so I've got, let's see here. On Patreon, I released the November episode a few days back, and it has all of our 2023 Patreon trips. They're released with the information if you want to sign up for those. And that episode that I released was not just a Patreon trip release episode. It actually had some different content, different topic, and it was co-hosted by our good friend Rocky.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's right.
Yeah. So if you want to hear what a Rocky episode looks like, that's on Patreon. Please consider joining. We would be honored.
Yeah.
And that, my friend, is all I got.
That's all I got. Guys, we will see you next time. If you need to heat up some waffles, check out the waffle V1, V2 from Vaucluse Gear. Maybe it's even like a sleeping mat too. You know, think about it. I'm going to think about it. I want to fly. Yeah, so, I mean, we were talking about, you know, see-through rain flies. I don't know. You know, and Carl's got this whole lineup of products. He didn't really mention it during the episode, but he's got, like, see-through. It's got this new product line. It's called, I'll just tell you what it includes. It includes see-through pants, shorts, socks, and a shirt as an outfit. So, I don't know. Check it out. It's at kingsclothing.com. Just stop it. It's pretty ridiculous.
So while it's fun to go like just full-blown redneck on these fish. This is like high-tech cane pole fishing right here.
From the white sandy beaches to the crystal blue waters, enjoy the best fishing Panama City Beach has to offer during Chasing the Sun. Sundays at 9:30 a.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV, the destination for outdoor entertainment. Don't miss Mondays with Into the Blue, brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Every Monday night from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV, the destination for outdoor entertainment.